to work on those picks. And now one set beautifully by Micah Cook. Ball goes over on the right side of Brady. His jump shot missed. Rebound. Not picked up by Angoon off of Skagway, and it is Angoon's ball. I think Witt on the floor. Bring it up for Angoon. Three zone by Skagway. Leaves open. I'll watch. Go for a three. No good. Micah Cook comes down with a rebound. Gets it over to Ackerman. Dribble through back and is picked off by Hawashko, who brings it in and knocks down the layup. Ball in now. Ackerman has it on the left-hand side of the court. Tries to pass into Micah Cook. Is stolen away. And then a little bit of action at the center court as Ackerman tries to step in and prevent Hawashko from dribbling through. We've got a foul called, apparently, on Angoon, which is a benefit for Skagway. That's not how I saw it. That's all right. We'll take it. Bolt Belisle over to Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt takes his eyes off the ball, and it goes out of bounds back over to Angoon. Wyatt was looking to make it a move before he caught the ball. This is Isaac Willis for Angoon. Over to Hawashko. Back over to Willis up at the top of the key. Over to Collins. Over to McCluskey. Launches up a three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Colt Belisle, but right away by Hawashko. Damian Willis on the board again. Scores for Angoon 63-15. Now the score was 6:44. Collins picks off a pass from Bolton to Ackerman. And is fouled on the step. He hits his guard. Out of bounds situation. It is Angoon basketball. Kevin O'Brien, Memorial Gymnasium, and Angoon. Watch the ball over to Collins. He's going to launch one from about 30 feet, which is not his shot. I'm going to tell you. It's not his shot. He misses off the rim. Scrum on the floor. Ackerman is fighting. Hawashko for the ball. I'm sorry, with Willis for the ball. Unable to come down with it. It is Angoon ball on the jump up. To Willis. Back out to Willis. Works the ball, gets it over. McCluskey, who launches up a three, draws a little bit of backboard, and that's about it. Colt Belisle comes down with a rebound and outlet to Ackerman. Ackerman, however, was in defense. He was covered defensively and traveled the ball. Back over to Angoon. Now to launch up a three-point shot. No good. Danny Brady comes down with the ball. And he's got to take a couple of dribbles and get it over. Ball up over half court. He attacks the defense. Picks up his dribble. Tries to feed the high post to Michael Foote. Pass never got to him. Ball goes over to Willis. Willis is running jumper. No good. And now Collins has Angoon. Good eyes. Willis working out the key. Hawashko three off the front of the rim. No good. Out of bounds. Off of Angoon. It will be Skagway basketball. 5:54 left to play in the game. Skagway trailing 63-15. Lucky gets the inbound. Immediately launches up a jump shot. No good. Dan Brady comes down with the ball. Gets it over to Ackerman. Ackerman's pass. Finds Cook. But Cook was not. He made a spinning, a whirling dervish attempt at corralling that bounce pass, but unable to come down with it. Out of bounds. Back over to Angoon. Ball over to Willis. Willis launches up another one of his favorite 3-point shots. Misses everything. And then gets the rebound back over to Angoon. He's driving into the hole. Back out to Collins. Collins wants the shoot. Doesn't. Back out to Angoon. It's over into the corner of the McCluskey. McCluskey's going to shoot another 3-point and nothing but the bottom of the net for McCluskey. A quick little jump shot. Belisle gets the ball over to Ackerman. Cutting Ackerman. Ackerman brings it into the hole. Misses. Takes another shot. Makes it. There's a foul. It looks like it's going to be on the floor. I'll watch it. They're going to give that foul on the shot. Now the officials are conferring. They're going to score the bucket and one. And one for Ackerman. Now they're conferring again. They're not sure. They're going to allow a substitution. Everything's a little confused on the floor, but baby's crying. Ackerman at the free throw line. Shoot the and one situation. 17. Make it 18. Ackerman knocks it down. 15 by 10 for Ackerman. 452, 66-18. The score now. Moon up over skip. I'll watch for it. The ball up into the forecourt. Finds Collins. Collins wasn't really paying attention, but Collins catches the ball, gets it over to McCluskey. He drives in, throws up a shot, no good. Colt Palau comes down the rebound, gets it into the middle of the court to Ackerman. Ackerman dribbling in traffic, gets back over to Colt Palau on the left side. Colt Palau picks up his dribble, passes over to the forecourt, ill-advised pass. And things get a little hot down on the court as Skate was tripped by Ackerman in the scrum of the ball, and he gets up pretty upset. Ackerman just offers his hand, and that's the handshake. Hunter Skate still a little upset, though. He's just walking around pretty angry. Side out for Ankrum. Now Collins has it up at the top of the key. Back over to Pawlaczko. Pawlaczko over to Damian. Drives to the hole, throws up a shot, no good, off the side of the rim. Rebound by Ackerman, gets it over to Belisle. Belisle looking to press, hits the forecourt, picks up his dribble, and then launches the pass over to Brady in the corner, but instead of getting it to Brady, two defenders saw that pass, and they stepped into the way, knocked it out of bounds. It will be Skagway ball on their baseline. Rebound by Danny Brady to inbound. He's got the ball. He's going to try and work it over to the middle of the court. Trying to pass to Wyatt, but it was able to get through. Gets it over to Ackerman. Ackerman's shot just a little too strong. Rebound by Colton Belisle. Gets it over to Danny Brady. Danny Brady looking to get into the interior. Throws up a jump shot, partially blocked and fouled by Hunter Skeek. And Danny Brady will go to the line shooting two for Skeek. With 3 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in the game. Skeek, we trip 66-18. First free throw, good by Brady. Danny Brady, eighth grade. Lines up, getting a little bit of rest for the game. Knocks down the second shot as well. Game of the fourth. 26-20 now is good. And up over Skip. Skip with the ball. Gets it over to Pawlaczko. Back over to Hunter. Hunter. Over the face. Pawlaczko gets it over in the corner to McCluskey. This time for the right side of the court. Unable to knock down the shot. Mike fights for the rebound. Loses it out of bounds. Ball. Gets it into Pawlaczko. Launches up a shot. Nothing. There's a defeat of Colt Belisle. Picked up by Ackerman, back over to Colt, back over to Ackerman. Ackerman looking to get the ball up court a little bit, throws it over to Brady, who is contested on the pass. Colt Belisle picks up the loose ball and throws in a 12-foot jumper from the sideline. It is now 66-22. Ball on the right hand side. Looks to dribble with his left hand in the middle of the lane, and unable to take it. Back over to Hunter Skeet, who launches up a 3-point bomb. Round out to Pawlaczko. Jackson Chase Collins knocks down a 3-point bomb, and that's not something that his team has seen a lot of. Pretty unorthodox shooting style, and he's a big man. Now at the top of the key, and able to knock down that 3-pointer. Making the score 66-22, going over Skagway. After a bit of a scrum support, it will be Skagway ball, side out. Pass gets into Ackerman, he's got nobody in front of him, drives into the lane, knocks it down, and is fouled, the hoop and harm. He's going to have a free throw. Skagway is running back on defense, which is good. You got to get back on D, but not until actually he's angling out the ball. So Ackerman's going to shoot the and one portion. Thank you. free throw, Richmond stares at the corner of the stand. High up over his head. It's where the blue band is. With another bucket bringing his total. High total for him right now is 13 points for the back. 59-25. This one is 36. Connor Steve just kind of holding it. Pulls up into the middle. Gets it over to Bawatch. Bawatch goes over to the corner to McCluskey. McCluskey's not shy. He's going to launch up a three-pointer. No good. Ackerman comes down with a rebound. A couple of triples. Picks it up. Gets it over to Brady in the middle of the court. Brady gets it back over to Colton Belisle. Trying to set up the offense. Picked up by Micah Cook. Down low to Ackerman. Goes the ball. His shot. No good. And Bawatch go. Gets the rebound, but he had just come in from out of bounds and had not established position in bounds yet. And so that's going to be a turnover. The ball will go back to Skagway. Michael Cook gets the ball under the hoop, off the glass, and in. Michael Cook gets on the board with a couple of points there. Nice inbound pass. Michael Cook. Watch it. Over to Collins. He's going to launch up another three. No good. Colton Belisle corrals the rebound, but it's going to hold the ball out there, and it's swatted out of bounds by Damian Willis, but the ball goes to Skagway. Now gets the ball, of course, quickly to Danny Brady, who looks to get it down low to Cook. His pass tipped away by Pawhawaczko with a brilliant play by Pawhawaczko. His ball is going out of bounds. He caught it, threw it back in, saved it from going out of bounds, and then they got the fast break opportunity. Hunter Steve tried to throw the ball over his head backwards toward the hoop. Coach is so upset by that play, he goes into the locker room. It just went harmlessly out of bounds. And we have the ball now. Danny Brady with a break. Down low. Off the right side. Lays it up and in. Two more for Danny Brady. 59-29 now. This one. And it's 19 left to go. Another long bomb by Angoon, and they are just settling for that jump shot here with that second unit. The rebound's taken down by Pawhawaczko. Attempted pass out. Not sure exactly who that is. It must be off of Skagway because the Angoon coach has called it time. Going to get his second unit together here and have a little pop. The first unit, they mix up. They mix up. Three-point shot. They pass the ball around well. This second unit is just shot at it. They just want to launch it up in front of the home court, in front of their families. They want to put on a good show. But it's one three-point bomb after the next Rangoon right now. And that's not an effective way to score. You've got to be able to mix it up. 69-29 to score. Nine left to go. It will be Rangoon ball underneath. Yeah, good basket. About the ball, McCluskey again immediately launches up a jump shot around the rim. No good. Alex Ackerman comes down with the ball, but it's a tough little out pass picked up by Wyatt Belisle. And this is something that Skagway's got to work on. They got to work on finding the guard with the ball, not just outlet passing to the first player they see open. That's in traffic. They got to find the guard. And now Wyatt Belisle wide open misses the shot. That was a nice find by Ackerman to find Belisle open at about 15 feet. But Wyatt unable to take the shot. Angoon now has the ball with Hunter Steve. So McCluskey lets it go through his hands and it's out of bounds. It will be Skagway basketball. 38 seconds left to go to the quarter. Ackerman gets the ball in now to Belisle. Half court pressure deep. Over the left side of the court, picks up his dribble. Passes over cross court to Brady, who finds the seam, gets into the teeth of the zone, throws it up, no good, off the backboard, rebound action. And a man defense. Half court, man to man, grabbing defense. He's going to hold to the last shot with 120 seconds. I'll watch over. Dribbling it out. Move at some point here down to six, down to five. Gets it back over to Pawhawaczko. Over to Hunter Skeek. He gets it over to McCluskey. It was blocked, and it will not go in. after three quarters of basketball, and Angoon will not. Well, yep, that's going to do it. That's going to do it. Third quarter. I'm just looking at the scoreboard. I was a little confused about that. That was the end of the game, folks. It's going to end 69-29. Angoon Eagles defeat the Skagway Panthers here.